Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. I want to talk to you today about a concept that I hear a lot about and I get a lot of questions about, what my take is on forward pressing. I do have a lot of opinions about it, and a lot of them just stem, you know, normally when people ask me that question, then I see what happens in the aiming process. It makes total sense. Usually forward pressing is trying to take something away. A lot of people say, oh, I need something to get the motion going. So I forward press to get the, you know, kind of get the wheels going. But, you know, the reason they can't get the wheels going is because they know if they were to stay in the position that they are at address with the aim bias that usually accompanies that issue, they can't get the process rolling because they know nothing good's going to happen from it. And then the forward press, forward pressing is a changing of a vector. A vector is a power angle. Just like hitting a cue ball with a pool cue, you can hit it in a variety of different directions and you'll get a variety of different results. And forward pressing is generally trying to take away left aim. It's generally people that have a putter that elicits an open feeling or perception that they then square up to their perception. Now the putter's aiming left. So empirically, they figured out, man, when I forward press, I start making putts. And what they're doing is changing the vector. By forward pressing, you are creating, you're de-lofting the putter for one, which produces a rightward vector. And by forward pressing, you're also, in most cases, opening the face. So you got this putter that's producing a leftward aim bias. Player knows if I try to strike it, I'm going to have an issue. They forward press, and then they have a better result. The problem is when you excessively forward press it, it's not good either. Many of the people that forward press it, I can't even get the laser to rebound back. Often it's buried inches in front of the ball, meaning that they have a negative 3 or 4 degrees down bubble, meaning that the putter face is actually pointing at the ground. Where do you think that vector is going? Do you think that's going to help roll a ball efficiently if you've got the face of it pointing into the ground? I mean, swing a baseball bat at a baseball hitting downward on it. Where's the ball going to go? It's going to go downward. Well, generally speaking, you know, you got a round baseball bat, but if you did it with a cricket ball bat, it's going downward. So negative loft is a detriment to rolling the ball effectively, which controls speed also. So if you got skidding and hopping due to forward pressing, then you're creating roll issues. You may be producing a little bit better aim bias, but the putter face is not truly pointing above the ground. Another factor that that elicits is that a person now, because they have zero loft, have to try to hit up on the ball. And that produces a myriad of other issues. And so forward pressing is fixable if you fix the aim bias. And, you know, I get it, trying to feel like you get things in motion to create motion, you know, jumping back and forth like a tennis player or, you know, making a motion in a free throw shot. But unfortunately, golf's fairly static. And yes, I understand the need to get something going, but if a forward press produces negative variables, sometimes people forward press and aim to the right, but they were told to forward press. So it became just an action that became a habit. Can also produce excessive right aim bias. So the act of a forward press, in my opinion, can be negated or lessened. I don't mind a little bit of a forward press. Often, a lot of the putters, a lot of these OEMs, their putters have too much loft on them. The way the shaft is set into the putter produces loft, or they look open, so players lean the handle back, and then they have excessive loft, so then they need to feel the need to forward press to get rid of the loft issues. Not the aim bias issues, but the loft issues to create better roll, right? But then in the process, now they aim right again, and then they have to swing their shoulder left, or they have to flip at it, or do other things to try to make a putt, or pull across it. Or they create weird setup scenarios that make the path go out to in. You know, and then you couple it with, you know, toe hang or any kind of face rotation scenario in the transitions, and now you have kind of this messed up combination of, man, I see it one way, and I forward press it out, and then I got toe hang, and and then I'm hitting up on it or cutting across it or whatever I'm trying to do to just try to make a putt. And it all stems from, generally speaking, poor aim, which elicits the need to do all these other things. And then they become kind of these habits, and then we get stuck in them. And, you know, if it works, it works. Trust me, if you don't need a haircut, don't go to the barber. But just forward pressing for forward pressing's sake, because that was something that you've been doing and you had some success with it, you know the reality of what's going on. Know the perceptions that are causing you to need to forward press, and then take them out as much as you can. It's all fixable. It's all quantifiable. So that's kind of my take on forward pressing. Like I said, if it works, it works. Great. Often I see it to being a real detriment to speed control, aim bias, and it's generally trying to take something away. So that's my two cents on it. Hope that resonates and gives you a call to action. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelegolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.